This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told a crowd in Tehran the Zionist regime will pay the price following two explosions that killed nearly 100 people on Wednesday to commemorate Commander Qassem Soleimani. Iran, in the past, has blamed Israel for attacks on individual people or places within its borders, but there was no indication of any involvement of a foreign state in the cemetery explosions. Iran's health minister told state TV the death toll was at 95 and said 211 others were injured, making it the deadliest attack in the history of the Islamic Republic, which has faced similar incidents in the past from various groups, including the Islamic State. Israel is on the alert for a possible Hezbollah response after a senior Hamas leader is killed in a strike in Beirut. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Israeli officials have not commented on the strike that killed Hamas's number two political leader, Saleh Arouri, but Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says we're on high readiness for any scenario. The US has sought to prevent any widening of the conflict, including by deploying two aircraft carriers and other military assets to the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in the region this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials have repeatedly threatened to kill Hamas leaders wherever they are. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Search and rescue crews are racing to find any remaining survivors from the powerful New Year's Day earthquake that struck off Japan's western coast, killing at least 73 people. More than 300 people were injured, and 15 people are officially listed as missing. Much of the damage from Monday's magnitude 7.6 quake occurred in Ishikawa Prefecture on the island of Honshu. This is VOA News. Scores of homes and buildings were destroyed or heavily damaged in the quake, and an unknown number of people are trapped in the rubble. Bad weather is complicating the rescue efforts, with forecasts calling for heavy rains and cold weather, raising fears of landslides in the earthquake area. Severed roads and the remote location of the hardest hit areas are complicating rescue efforts. An imam in the northeastern U.S. state of New Jersey was shot multiple times and killed outside his mosque Wednesday. Authorities are continuing to search for the shooter. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Imam Hassan Sharif was in his vehicle when he was shot more than once near the Masjid Muhammad Mosque in Newark, New Jersey, Essex County. Prosecutor Ted Stevens said at a news conference. Attorney General Matt Platkin said authorities are still searching for a shooter, but there is no evidence indicating the shooting was motivated by an anti-Muslim bias. Despite that, Platkin said law enforcement has stepped up outreach to houses of worship, particularly Jewish and Muslim ones, since the October 7th Hamas attack. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson says House Republicans will not support any new government spending package if it does not include hardline policies to deter illegal immigration. Speaker Johnson led about 60 fellow Republicans on a visit Wednesday to the southeastern state of Texas to inspect the border with Mexico. He said the bill must include House Republicans' demands to build more of a border wall and impose new restrictions on asylum seekers.
What we saw today only made House Republicans more resolved to stand for sanity and the American people, and we will do it. If President Biden wants a supplemental spending bill focused on national security, it better begin by defending America's national security.
The visit to the town of Eagle Pass came as Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Senate continue negotiating a bipartisan compromise on border security in exchange for backing President Joe Biden's emergency wartime funding request for Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department is suing the southeastern state of Texas over a new law that would allow police in the state to arrest migrants who enter the U.S. illegally. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The lawsuit accuses Texas of violating the U.S. government's authority over immigration enforcement. Under the Texas law, migrants could either agree to a Texas judge's order to leave the U.S. or be prosecuted on misdemeanor charges of illegal entry. Migrants who don't leave could face arrest again under more serious felony charges. The lawsuit asks a court in Austin to declare the Texas law unconstitutional, alleging that it would frustrate immigration operations and interfere with the federal government's right to regulate foreign commerce. The new law is set to take effect in March.
I'm Richard.